Senate Democrat Bob Jauch of Poplar and Assembly Democrat Janet Bewley of Ashland are calling on Gogebic Takanai to immediately remove the heavily armed masked commando security forces currently hired to protect the company's mining site in the Pinoki Hills of Ashland and Iron Counties.
The company that claims they want to do good for northern Wisconsin is arming itself against northern Wisconsin.
Bewley says company officials are completely out of touch with how things work up north, or they simply don't care. Anti-mining blogs have shown photos of guards wearing military-style camouflage carrying assault rifles. Bewley and Jauch call the photos horrifying, saying this kind of quasi-military action is common in third world countries or in war zones, but it doesn't belong in northern Wisconsin. Bewley says Gogebic overreacted in an area that has been very peaceful.
And they changed from a very appropriate and low-key security company to this very dramatic, frightening, assault rifle-bearing, camo-wearing group from Arizona.
Gogebic Takanite spokesman Bob Seitz says the guards were hired after mining opponents violently attacked the drill site back in June. He says the company has provided security that has prevented further violence and has prevented the need for law enforcement to be dispatched. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.